Insights on Air by Barrels by Alex Partners.
China is currently putting a lot of pressure, and not just politically or economically, but very concretely in the automotive market. What used to be a production location that was loved at its today a higher tech pioneer, with an aggressive pricing strategy that is moving the entire industry. What's behind it, and how can European manufacturers respond? I am Martin, and with me in this new episode of Insights on Air is Dennis Röhr. Great to have you here, Dennis.
Hello, thank you very much for the invitation. I'm happy to be here. So the developments in China are currently really dynamic, and I believe we in Europe are only at the beginning of the process of becoming aware of what this actually means.
We are meeting today in China, on the sidelines of the world's most important auto show, Auto Shanghai. Briefly describe how you are currently experiencing the market here.
So I worked in China from 2016 to 2020 and carried out many local transformation projects with clients here on site. At that time, it was already very clear where this market was heading. Both legal and customer requirements revealed the need for so-called intelligent connected vehicles. And this is exactly what we see being implemented by Chinese OEMs across the board today. The necessary tech stack and the customer functions can even be found among niche providers in the lower price segment, for example, at Havel. This makes it a technologically very demanding, dynamic, and globally trend-setting market. This is where the future of mobility is emerging.
Dennis, what characterizes the current pricing strategy of Chinese OEMs? What is so special about it?
The exciting and also dangerous thing is the combination. On the one hand, manufacturers like BYD, XPeng, or NIO are investing enormously in their own technologies. Software, chips, assistance systems, mostly developed in-house. That lowers cost and increases independence. And then comes the pricing strategy. These vehicles, which are in some cases technologically at a premium level, come onto the market at absolutely cutthroat prices, sometimes below production costs. This is no coincidence. It is a consciously chosen growth strategy with a goal of cleaning up the market, even if that means losses in the short term.
So deliberate cash burning, right?
Absolutely. The strategy aims to keep the market under pressure until the wheat is separated from the chaff. At this moment, there are over 150 new energy vehicle manufacturers in China. We assume that by 2035, maybe 15 to 20 of them will remain. Whoever survives this market shakeout will then be in an extremely strong position, technologically and commercially.
What does this mean concretely for European OEMs? How should they respond?
First of all, European manufacturers will not be able to keep up with this price war, and they shouldn't. The key lies in differentiation. That means premium positioning, strong brand loyalty, and above all, building their own competencies in key technologies, from E/E and software architectures to AI use cases to cloud services. It is also important that we don't just build our vehicles in for the Chinese market, but develop them full stack in the Chinese market. That means we have to respond much more strongly to local customer needs. That is only possible with a real comprehensive presence on site and through strategic partnerships, for example, with tech companies like Momenta, Horizon Robotics, Tencent, or Huawei. These corporations enable access to the local ecosystems. Without, it is hardly possible in China anymore.
So instead of a price war, partnership and localization.
Exactly. Anyone who thinks they can serve the Chinese market with a European modular vehicle will fail. It takes a clear decision to commit to this market, technologically, culturally, and strategically.
What role do suppliers play in this? And what can cooperation look like in this context?
Especially for Western OEMs, cooperation with their suppliers is now essential. What I see is a growing need for standardized architectures. That is, common foundations for software, interfaces, and system integration. Only if we define this basis together can we shorten innovation cycles and sensibly share development costs. Premium suppliers, in particular, still have an excellent reputation in China. They can be a kind of door opener for OEMs, both technologically and in terms of market access. Volume manufacturers, on the other hand, have to act much more flexibly as they are in direct competition with multitude of Chinese providers.
Uh-huh. What is your most important advice for Western OEMs in one sentence?
Be bold in transformation. Think and develop locally, act digitally, and look for the right control points and partners on site.
Thank you very much, Dennis. These are massive challenges currently facing the automotive industry, but also opportunities that arise from them.
My pleasure.
The link to the analysis and further information can be found, as always, in the show notes. Thank you for listening. We'll hear each other in the next episode of Insights on Air.
Barrels by Alex Partners. The expertise of our top management consultants extends across the complete value chain of automobility, from long-term strategic planning to operational performance improvements. Based on our automobility thought leadership, Barrels by Alex Partners stand out with their broad experience, their profound industry knowledge, their innovative problem-solving competence, and last but not least, their entrepreneurial thinking. Thanks for listening, and until next time.